extract.
On here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. For those of you just tuning in, we've talked, kind of the theme tonight has been about people who've just been kind of going about their lives, and then, whoop, all of a sudden, the state comes in and says, you can't do that. You can't have a potted or a tire that is filled with potting soil and plant plants in your yard. You can't do that.
Now, I think these tires were pre-planter tires when she first got the complaint. I think she had stacks of old tires in her yard.
Mm-hmm.
And so the story is a little less pleasing to us because they weren't beautifully painted tires with plants, beautiful plants in them.
At the time the fine came in?
Right.
I had heard that there was a mix. I'd heard that some of them had been painted, and then there was still a few tires that had not yet been purposed for that that way. But we're going to have Toni Bones on the show tomorrow night. She's a Free Talk Live listener and also one of the lovely Shrine of Female Listeners members. So she's standing up for her rights in the gardening case.
Either way, the bureaucrats in her town, qua bureaucrats, as bureaucrats, they're total losers. So I'm on her side.
She's really brave, too. I mean, basically, she's standing up all alone for principle, and I believe there are going to be a lot of people who are going to come out and support her, which is great because she's getting press on this, and it's even going national at this point, so hopefully we'll be able to get her for a few minutes tomorrow night as the media is basically pounding down her door. So she was growing some flowers. She decided to make a stand. Another guy, he ends up getting his dog shot to death because he tried to hold the police accountable by recording them in the streets of Hawthorne, California, and still another man is facing hundreds of dollars, $500 a day in fines for having ducks as pets, where the town of whatever Delnord or whatever it was in Pennsylvania is coming after him. So if you've got a story that you would like to relate, you can do that at 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Also, Johnny Ray, you have news about the Obamacare situation.
The Affordable Care Act.
Let's go first, though, to the phones and talk to Adam, listening in Maryland to LRN.FM.
Hey, guys.
Adam, go ahead.
I want to talk about this dog shooting situation.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I wish Christopher Dorner was still alive. You know what I'm saying?
What would Dorner do about the dog shooting situation?
He'd kill the killers.
Okay.
Yeah, he was taking on corrupt cops, so I just wish he was still alive.
To, you know, well, I don't think that it's good to wish further violence. I understand why people are upset. I don't blame someone for wanting retaliation, but I don't think violence really solves problems, and I'm pretty sure that the Chris Dorner incident was proof that getting violent with the police just leads to your ultimate demise and a greater police state.
Perhaps. I don't know. When I saw that dog writhing in pain before before the video cut off, it's just...
It's awful.
It's awful. There's no other way to describe it. I was just jumping out of my seat and...
Yeah. That's exactly what I was doing, too.
Everybody, make sure you pay your property tax bills so you can keep on supporting violence like this in the streets. You want to talk about something that you could do to put a stop to this, is to have people opt out of paying into the system. Now, the best way to do that would be to move all those people to New Hampshire and then have them opt out together. I think that could really have an impact because they're using your money to put bullets in those guns that they're using to shoot those dogs. They're using your money to come after the guy with the ducks. They're using your money to come after Toni Bones with her her garden. So if we can defund the police state, then there's not much they can do at that point, if there's enough of us.
Ian, I think that's a wonderful idea, man. Like you said, the best, once cooler heads are there, you do realize, peace is the better option because it's just, it's the better way to go overall in defunding them. They're not going to volunteer to be cops, I don't think they would volunteer to be cops.
What do you mean they're not going to volunteer to be cops? I don't understand the context.
I don't think they would be cops if they didn't get paid to do what they were doing.
Oh yeah, if all of a sudden the paychecks dried up, yeah, their loyalty would be on the rocks. I think at that point, I think you're right about that.
There might be a few that would stay on the force, but not like firefighters, like volunteer firefighters and things like that.
Yeah. Well, they do have the sheriff's posse, but they generally, the sheriff's posse isn't going to participate in things like drug busts or that kind of thing. It's, you know, they're volunteering at the fair to direct traffic. They're looking for lost children, that kind of thing.
Have a good night, guys.
Adam, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. And I get it, man. I mean, calling from Maryland, you got to be a really, you know, it's got to really suck to be in places where there's a lot of police violence, where there's a lot of frustration. Because every time this stuff happens, almost every time, you know, even if the cops are caught red-handed, even if there are multiple witnesses, in a lot of cases, the police will just, you know, they'll actually get a commendation in certain cases for shooting a dog or for killing an innocent human being or for harming an innocent human being. The police will be rewarded. They'll be given time off with pay while they're supposedly investigated. And then several weeks later, after the media has moved on to other things, the investigation returns as though there's no problem. Oh, yeah, we're fine. It was totally fine to shoot that dog in cold blood. You know, it's just part of the department policy that if an officer is in fear of his life, he can just shoot any old thing he wants to. I mean, that's really basically the way these things turn out almost every single time.
Every company,
it's frustrating.
Every organization would like to be able to operate that way, but only the
without
police,
accountability, you mean?
Exactly, without accountability. They would all do that. That's kind of our human nature. We're selfish. We want to be able to do what we want to do and not have to worry about the...
And control everybody else, and they don't get to do what they want to do.
We want to be able to do what we want to do and not have to face the consequences for mistakes that we make. But in the real world, we can't do that. Now, the police operate under special circumstances. They have extra rights. They can do what they want to do because they are the end. They are the final authority. They're the tip of the spear of the means that we've created to control our neighbors.
The state's enforcer class is nothing new. It has been with us for around 9,000 years, certainly 6,500 years. The state's enforcer class has always had more rights, more power than the individual. It didn't matter whether it was, you know, King David's killer guard. I mean, you know, this guy that has accredited with slaying in his 10,000s. David didn't kill anybody. Or a few people, so, you know, certainly Goliath. He killed dozens of people. It's his people that killed people. The kings throughout the Middle Ages. You look at Braveheart and the individual that was going to rape Braveheart's woman. He didn't get in any trouble. The fact is, the enforcer class has always been able to get away with things. That's what they do. That's how the state works. It's no different when all of us vote for leaders, and then those leaders are basically placed over this this lifetime bureaucrat class that's there. Nothing ever gets changed. Tell me what's gotten changed with the Obama administration. Where he's created more bureaucracy with more lifetime bureaucrats? Big deal.
He's going to give you free health care, Mark. Haven't you heard?
He's not going to give me free health care. He's going to force me to pay for health care that I may or may not want and drive the costs up to health care that I would have bought.
Like to force us to buy a product. The enforcer class, Mark, they're there supposedly to protect us from various threats. And those threats,
so they claim,
for the most part, don't exist. Or they're largely overblown. And to those of you in radio land who think these threats are credible and legitimate, all I have to say to you is you're wrong. I would like
you could call in as well if you'd like at 855-453. I could play devil's advocate for you, though, on that point, Johnny Ray. I
mean, since it's you, Ian, you're an idiot.
The defender of the police state, the defender of the cops in this case, would say something like, well, of course those things aren't happening. It's because we have the police around.
Well, do you know, would you, if your mom went, do you have a mother?
Yes.
Okay. And she's alive.
Yes, yes, she is.
Now, if she was caught by the authorities with an ounce of weed...
Probably not going to happen, but okay, for the purposes of
speculation. Do you think it would be best for you and her and the rest of us here in America to put her in jail?
No, certainly not.
All right.
We're not talking about weed, John, right? No, we're not talking about weed. We're talking about the bad crimes, the ones that are, you know, people are afraid of. I mean, people are afraid of being murdered and raped and, you know, their house burned down and, you know, attacked by gangs.
I'll address it. First off, the Washington Post has recently released a poll, I think it was this week or maybe it was last week, that stated that Americans are twice as concerned about the state as they are terrorists.
There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Attention men, failure in the bedroom is not an option. You never have to feel embarrassed or ashamed of your sexual performance ever again. Now you can dominate in the bedroom because we're about to give you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule, absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-936-9285. With Bravado, nothing will stand in your way. It's safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Anytime you get it on without Bravado, you're settling for less. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-936-9285. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-936-9285. 1-800-936-9285.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want and do it toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you'd like to defend the police and their dog shootings that seem to be so common these days. In fact, they're so common that video is fairly prolific. I mean, because, you know, in a lot of cases, the police will get away with things because nobody's around to record. Thankfully, we're in the 21st century now where almost everyone has a video camera in their pocket. It's usually your cell phone. And so most people have the ability to record, but still not everyone's willing to record because there's risk involved. The guy in Hawthorne, California, he put his own life on the line to record these cops. Now, you don't normally think that's what's happening when you record the police, but you have to remember there's always, always risk involved here. We can continue talking about the police and so-called their protection services here in moments. Also, your call is welcome, 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, we're on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm.
I ordered another batch of Axia 30, got it in the mail today. Axia 30 is a weight loss product made by Chamonix. They specialize in making nutritional products that are all natural. It doesn't make me freak out and jittery and things like that. And it's really working for me. I had really no expectation that a weight loss product that somebody asked me to endorse was actually going to work. And it did. I was really surprised at the amount of weight I lost. At this point, it's been like 9 weeks. And last I weighed, which was a week ago, I had lost 6 pounds. I'm stunned. I haven't changed my lifestyle in any way, shape, or form. And you might as well give it a shot. It's worked for me. It could work for you. And Axia 30 has a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight, you can get your money back. Just give them a call at 800-543-6613. How much are you willing to pay in order to get you to lose those pounds you can't get rid of? 800-543-6613. Give them a call. Find out. Call now and you get a free month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order. 800-543-6613.
So, with you tonight here, by the way, it is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Johnny Ray, a few moments ago, you were suggesting, and please correct me if I'm misinterpreting what you said, but you suggested that the police are there, but it's not because of the police is why, you know, we're safe. You're saying that there's very little risk of people being harmed by, say, some crazed murderer or being assaulted or you know, raped or having a building burned down by an arsonist or something like that. You're saying it's fairly low risk, but the person supporting the police would say, well, that's because of the existence of the police. And I think that they have an argument. I mean, that, you know, the fact that there are some potential for consequences involving a cage or perhaps worse could possibly persuade or dissuade somebody from committing some sort of a violent act, don't you think?
The case falls apart for me in so far as I do not willingly pay taxes. I do not willingly support the police. So I'm basically being robbed in order to pay somebody to protect me from robbery.
Yeah.
So I'm just not buying it. And you're still an idiot.
No, that's a great. Well, that's a great. Before you got to the personal insult, it was a great point. And that is that, you know, you are being aggressed against. There's a threat of violence at all times by the people call the police in order to fund their operations, in order to fund the whole state. So it's really one of the kind of the catch-22s or the paradoxes of the state. They claim to be there to protect you, but yet they are the ones who are violating your freedom in the first place. They're the ones that are violating, you know, your right to a peaceful life in order to fund their operations. Whether or not you agree with those operations is another question. I think almost everybody has something with which they disagree that the state handles. And certainly, if we did have market-based protection, and by that I mean different agencies that you could hire as your protection service provider, then there would still be that overriding concern for the criminals. Because that's the argument for the police, is that, well, you know, criminals are afraid of the police, and, you know, they don't want the police driving by and catching them, or they don't want to be caught after the fact and punished. Well, all of those things can still exist. We talked last night about the threat management center in Detroit. These guys do patrols.
Right.
They have private clients. They've got something like 1,000 private clients. They've got 500 business clients. So they're protecting these individuals, and the criminals do not want to mess with Threat Management Center. You know, they don't want to mess with the customers of this company because there will be consequences for that. So I think the same consequences that people find desirable with the government monopoly protection service that we call the police, those same fear of what might happen could still exist and would still exist in a free market of protection. In fact, it might even be a greater fear because, you know, bounty hunters are just better at getting their man than the government guys are. They've got the profit incentive. They've got the drive of, you know, getting that bounty on that individual. And so, you know, you take private protection services and put those into play instead of this one-size-fits-all government solution, criminals might be even more intimidated.
Yeah, looked at another way, people have needs. One of our needs is we have a need to feel safe and protected. People have needs, and those needs are going to be satisfied one way or another. Now, the government, I'm bringing this thing into the conversation. The government is the ultimate middleman, right? It doesn't add value. It just takes your money and gives it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Actually, in this case, that's not quite... I shouldn't call them a middleman because we're talking about the police, and the police are government employees. They are the value that we're paying for. So forget that. But the way that we do it and the way that it's all organized by us voting for representatives or voting for mayors or presidents and then having them spend the money the way they see fit instead of us targeting what we want to spend our money on, we're really denying ourselves knowledge of what the true cost of these things is. Mm-hmm. And that sucks because we could be if we didn't have the inefficiencies of government dragging us down, I think that we could be shooting like a rocket to the stars.
Absolutely, have innovation. You have innovation in the area of protection services.
Yeah.
You don't have that today.
I've got a fascinating story from that we don't. I'm not saying we necessarily need to read it, but that it's from Reason.com that say government regulations have made you 75% poorer and
probably make you dumber too.
Just talking about a median household income of $330,000 a year instead of $53,000. Just imagine the difference if your median household income is $53,000, and I guess it's pretty close to that for us. What would it be like if your median household income was $33,000?
If it sextupled?
Yeah, $330,000.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. And this is, Reason Magazine, they're quoting sources and stuff like that. So, I think that absolutely these inefficiencies that are inherent with monopolies, and that's what police are practically monopolies. They tend to work together. It is pretty rare for the FBI to come down on other police departments, because if they come down on them for something, somebody's going to come down on them for the same stuff. It's behooves these police departments to kind of give each other a wide berth. So they do. But if there was competition, real competition for protection services in a given geographic area, it would be an entirely different situation.
Yeah, absolutely true. And I'm looking forward to seeing that happen, hopefully in my lifetime, and maybe the Free State Project, maybe here in New Hampshire, will be where we'll actually get to see that experimentation happen. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because anywhere you go, anybody stepping up to compete with the police is going to find themselves the target of a RICO investigation. They're going to find themselves a target of an anti-gang crime unit or something like that, because the police, just like every other government agency, do not like competition, and they're more than happy to use their guns to do something about it. More coming up. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to freezedryguy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, here to take your calls about what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us over on our website. Get signed up for our news updates. We'll send them to you when there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our emailed updates there. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, whatever your preference. Go for free to news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, you want to get the name brands, and you want to get them at the lowest prices. ManVentureOutpost.com makes it easy for you to do that. They've got rock-bottom prices on the name brands in fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, air gun, archery, tents, apparel, boating equipment, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, whatever you need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a great site. Every time I've ordered from there, I've done a little checking around on the items that I've ordered, and they've always had the lowest prices. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Helen is listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hi. Good evening.
Welcome.
I just wanted to start a rolling conversation here, and if I was a bookie, but I don't know anything about being a bookie, but I wanted to bring up the topic of Edward Snowden, you know, and he's applied for to about like 25 countries for asylum, and the only one who's outright rejected him was India. They said no, but everything else is kind of tentative. Russia said you can come here if you'd stop revealing secrets about the USA, you know. And that was Putin who said that. He said, it's hard to believe you're hearing this from these lips, you know.
Yeah.
So if
so Russia back to the United States?
Well, he can go. If he comes back here, he's going to be tortured, probably, you know. So we can't go to New Hampshire. You guys aren't going to protect him. Okay?
He can if he can get to my house.
Well, you'll protect him, okay?
I'll keep him up as best I can.
Mark's got a spider hole in the pig pen.
But if we have, like, a wheel to spin or something, or between you guys and any other listeners, if you could pick any country where you could land outside of the U.S., like, where would you pick?
Because so are we talking about for Snowden, or are we talking about just for...
Well, not for Snowden, but putting yourself in his shoes, I mean.
Okay. So, well,
he can't come back there.
He's applied to a lot of places, but the vast majority of them say, well, look, you've got to be on our soil in order to apply, and we're not going to do anything to help you get onto our soil, so good luck, son.
Jeez.
He's really scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point.
He's in a gray area with some of those countries.
Yeah, it's true.
For example.
Here's what I would want to be in a country that was, industrialized, had, some of the finer things in life. And
beggars can't be choosers,
though.
It
would be bigger. And what I would do, if I was Snowden, is I would turn all my information over to WikiLeaks and then go to Russia.
He's done that already. They have all his information.
Right. Well, then what can he possibly, then he doesn't have anything to do with what's released. He's already released it. At that point, it's Assange.
No, he has an agreement with WikiLeaks. They won't release anything unless he says okay. They've got this agreement going on. I think you maybe heard a few days ago he released some stuff that got just about everyone in the European Union infuriated, especially Germany, that we had been spying on them like crazy.
You mean the federal government's been spying? I haven't been spying on anybody. I don't know about Helen.
I said we. Okay. All right. The federal government. All right. In Washington, in New York, at the UN, in embassies, and in the European Union office in Brussels.
I don't really think there's an answer to this question. It doesn't really matter because the answer is
funny.
The answer is whichever one will take you.
Right.
I mean,
my brain's working on the same question. It's been working on it for days, and I don't know. I've been seeing different reports. Some of them say that he's down to, like, Zimbabwe and Cuba.
Bolivia said hopeful things.
He has options. He has multiple options.
I hope so.
What happened to Ecuador? They sounded good for a little while.
Yeah, they said no. I think they got some...
Ecuador's been put under pressure, economic pressure from
the U.S.
But then it's been going back and forth. They said, no, we're not going to take your threats. The United States has been bullying everyone who said a favorable thing to him, you know.
That's what they do.
And,
they're bullies.
Yeah. But,
as of 7:36, the plane carrying Bolivian President Evo Morales home from Russia was rerouted to Austria on Tuesday after France and Portugal refused to let it cross their airspace because of suspicions that NSA leaker Edward Snowden was on board.
Really?
Yeah.
Helen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you with your thoughts at 855-453. Lauren is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Lauren.
How you guys doing? I want to comment on what Mark was saying earlier today about active ignorance, and I truly do believe in active ignorance. Most American people don't really care about civil rights, and just like in Nazi Germany, people are going to start caring about civil rights when it's too late. You know, there was a Baptist preacher who said, when they came for everybody else, I didn't care, and I'm paraphrasing. When they came for everybody else, I didn't care. But when they came for me, there was nobody left.
That is a good paraphrase of a slightly longer poem that focuses on certain groups like the communists and the trade unionists and that sort of thing.
Reverend Martin Niemöller.
Yep, that's right. Was it reverend or pastor? But either way, very good quote, a very good poem, worthy of people to consider that. And I think that's one of the most important things about why the Free State Project is so great, because the people that are moving here are willing to stand up for the rights of others, and that's so critical.
That nonviolent protesting is important, but we all know what we need to do. And I was just thinking about this the other day, and the American people, everybody knows what they need to do in the back of their head, but
what's
nobody
that?
Wants to admit it. Well, nothing short of a violent revolution, unfortunately, but...
Oh, that's not going to work, Lauren.
No, hold on. The American people have such great restraint. that they'd rather, just like you were talking about the Tea Party the other day, how it got co-opted by mainline Republicans, because it's just we don't want to go there. We as a people don't want to go there because we don't want to have to shoot, you know, our own police officers. We don't want to have to shoot our own military members. I don't want to do that.
What good would it do if you did? It wouldn't. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't make anything better. It would just, you know, it would just evolve into more violence.
I mean,
I don't know if you really thought it through very far.
Well, okay.
Violence begets violence. It always has and always will.
That's how you win wars.
Well, okay, wait a second.
What have you won?
Lauren, listen, just one second here. The fact is, this has been studied in a book by Erica Chenoweth, and I can't remember what the other author's name. These two college professors look at civil resistance versus violent revolution over the course of the 20th century, and they come to the conclusion that not only is civil resistance twice as effective as violent revolution, but that is becoming more and more effective as technology increases, because violent revolution is becoming less and less effective. The government can kill your butt with a remote control airplane without ever having to leave their air-conditioned bunker. You can't.
I'm not going to die for my country.
I don't care. You're not going to die for your country. You're going to die in a fiery mess, and they're going to write some terrible thing about what a nut you were. I mean, take a look. That's what happens. I'm not saying you're afraid. My question to you would be, why are you afraid to do something more for liberty? Why wouldn't you do some kind of civil resistance?
I've already tried the I'm not saying I want to start a revolution. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying the American people.
No, you're just saying everyone else should, right? You're
not
going to do it, but everybody else should.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying everybody knows what needs to happen in this country.
I don't think that's what needs to happen. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. And that's so common of the people who advocate violence. They want everybody else to do their dirty work for them. And I'm sorry. Violence is not the solution. Okay, you win a war, but what have you really won? If you win, what have you won? I mean, you've wreaked havoc. Buildings have been destroyed. Lives have been taken.
Yeah, there are no winners. There are no winners.
And then you're left with what? You're still left with people that don't understand liberty. And so those people are going to fill the void of power, and they're going to fill it with their version of what the government should look like, which is, you know, whatever their particular viewpoint is that's going to be enforced on whoever's left. 855-453, Jerry Boss.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You dial in toll-free and bring out whatever you would like, 855-450-FREE. Moments remain here, enough time for your call and thoughts, if you make it now. Toll-free again, 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget about Freedom Fest. We did interview Mark Skousen, who is the founder, the creator of Freedom Fest, earlier in the show tonight. If you missed that interview, you can grab the archive later on tonight at freetalklive.com. He gets into a lot of detail about this very exciting-sounding event coming up here. When are you leaving, Mark? Tuesday?
Well, yeah, I'm leaving on Tuesday. It's the event is July 10th, and that's going to be the night that Stossel is recording his show there.
Okay, so that starts a Wednesday. That starts on Wednesday, then.
Okay, the 10th is Wednesday?
The 10th, yeah.
Sorry. Okay. So the 11th is the date that Stossel is doing his recording, and that's...
Gotcha.
I think, you know, anybody can get tickets to that. That's free and open to the public. So they're expecting something like 3,000 people at this event. That's tremendous, and it is the largest liberty-oriented event in the world. If you want to get involved in, you know, be at Freedom Fest, please go to freedomfest.com, get your tickets. They are going quickly. Get your hotel booked. It's going to be at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas, July 10th through the 13th. Freedomfest.com to get your tickets. I'll be there doing interviews representing Free Talk Live.
Now, I'm staying here. We're going to continue the live show here from the LRN.FM studios, but you'll be checking in during the event and kind of giving us some updates. But is the Planet Hollywood actually a hotel? I always thought there was like a restaurant or something.
It's a resort. What do you call it? Casino.
Okay, cool.
It's out there, Hooters is a hotel.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, it's just it's a different thing.
I gotcha. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Freedomfest.com. All right. So let's change gears here because we could talk about how terrible an idea of violent revolution is, but I think we covered it to some extent. I'm sure it'll come up again because people love to bring that up as though that's going to change things for the better.
And we're done talking about Hooters Hotel.
If you've ever been to one, you're welcome to talk about your experience. Nah. They had an airline once, too.
That's right. Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Didn't work out, though.
I only have experience with a restaurant, and all I can say is that the last time I was at a Hooters, the waitress made a believer out of me.
In the product, you mean?
When it came.
Do you believe in God, or what do you believe?
That for sure, I could talk about that. But really what I mean is at the end after my meal, when she presented the bill, she actually threw out. She would sit down at the table, get buddy with me and stuff. So, you know, I thought
that's a smart move. I always like that move on a server's part, where they'll kind of sit down and take an interest in the customer. It really, I think, builds some level of rapport that otherwise wouldn't be there, because you're not standing above the person. You're now on the same level as them. And these sort of subtle nonverbal methods of communicating are very effective at, you know, building some sort of level of rapport that wouldn't have been there otherwise, which means you're more likely to get a better tip. Very smart.
Yeah, I think that she was trying to suggest to me that, yes, she had some interest in me as a woman for a man. And I knew that it wasn't true, but I just willingly dove right into that fantasy and just enjoyed it. And for the enjoyment I got out of it, I gave her a bigger tip.
You know,
it works.
So I've had completely opposite situations at Hooters. Yes, I've looked at the way the waitresses look in their shorts, but I go there because they have great chicken wings, and I think they've got the best chicken wings. And I had a situation where I invited a young lady out on a date. This has been years ago to the Hooters. And she turned me down because it was a Hooters. She was all upset that I would invite her to a Hooters.
It happened to be a
geographically close location to where we worked.
It's pretty clear why, right? I mean, she doesn't want you checking out the other ladies when you should be paying attention to her, right?
Then that sounds like a real... Okay, so yay, she didn't accept my offer because, you know, what does that show as far as her
security?
Self-confidence. Yeah. And, you know, B, she was wrong. I was really just... They're just good chicken wings.
And you were really interested in the lady, right?
No, I didn't ask her out. I wasn't going to pay for a meal for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I go for the Hooters and I stay for the Hooters.
Oh, God.
So, Johnny Ray, let's go quickly to the news about Obamacare that you wanted to share with us tonight, and then we'll get to your game of the week.
Sure. From Jeffrey Young at Huffington Post. Obamacare employer mandate delayed for 1 year. Employers who don't provide health insurance will be spared penalties of up to $3,000 per worker until 2015, a one-year delay of a major component of President Barack Obama's health care reform
law. It's a major component, yeah.
The Treasury Department announced Tuesday. Under Obamacare, companies with at least 50 full-time employees are required to provide qualifying health benefits to workers or face financial penalties called shared responsibility payments.
Which is why a lot of businesses are cutting back their full-time employees to part-time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that you can expect these consequences. This was, I mean, everybody knew what Obamacare was. It was anything that he could be able to call Obamacare and, you know, claim a victory. They didn't care how messed up it was, because they can always go back and fix it and return more government to it. What's that?
Yeah, they'll fix it.
Well, you know what I mean. That was what they didn't care what they got through. If every American got one aspirin, they'd have called it Obamacare and called it a victory.
Under a regulatory guidance to be published next week, the Obama administration will free companies from this mandate and from rules that they report information about their health benefits to the federal government next year. Bloomberg News first reported on the administration's delay of the employer requirement Tuesday afternoon, The White House had been in discussions with business groups over complaints about the reporting requirements, and senior officials believe they can simplify the process, the officials said. President Barack Obama's administration plans to invite employer groups to discuss ways of simplifying administrative burdens.
So they're acting like they actually care about what these business owners are saying? Or is this just a cover because they're so bureaucratic they just haven't figured out how to implement the system yet?
It could be that, but I mean, the fact is if enough employers raise enough of a ruckus, then they just can't implement it. It's kind of like when the state said, yeah, we're just not going to do this real ID thing.
Yeah.
The Senate passed real ID, and, you know, they shoved it through on one of these, you know, bills they just tacked it on to, and it's disgusting in the middle of the night. And real ID was supposed to be implemented on Americans, and the states just didn't do it. They just refused. And if enough businesses just basically say, we can't do it, we can't do it, it's not possible, then, in fact, the government has to react to that.
It's true. And if only businesses would do that more often. If businesses would say, not just we can't, but we won't, we're not going to do this, And if there were enough businesses saying, we're not going to follow your regulations, and I don't just mean feds, I mean the local regulators too, if enough business owners would just stand up for their business and their what the, should be their freedom to operate and how they want, they'd be unstoppable. It always comes down to numbers, and people are too afraid, though, to stand up for themselves.
Yeah, and I think people know that they know what they know, and they're willing to give some of their responsibility away because they believe in government. I don't know why, but I know that people do.
Oh, yeah, they do. They believe in an idea of government. It may not be what they see. It may not be what they perceive as, you know, being good or
the
what
fantasy
they want
of government.
Right, the ideal.
I mean, we're called crazy and idealists because we believe that a free market with free people working freely within it can solve problems better. But these people will continue to watch the government fail again and again and again and again and again. I mean, I could keep on againing until the end of the show. But they still believe that the concept of the state is viable.
That is what needs to end.
Necessary.
Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Let's hit it.
Sure, from Paradox Interactive. I think that's the publisher. Knights of Pen and Paper. I bought this for $2.99, I believe, at the Android store. It's also available on Apple iOS.
Okay.
And it's from Behold Studios. This is from memory. I hope I'm not getting anything wrong. Behold
Knights
Studios.
Of Pen and Paper, though. I mean, this doesn't sound like a particularly interesting game. Is it like something you write? You're writing a story? I mean, how does this work? What's the style?
It's a old school RPG.
Okay, so like an overhead game, like an overhead view where you got characters that kind of walk around a map and encounter bad guys?
You're kind of in two worlds at once. You're at the table. That's why it's called Knights of Pen and Paper,
okay,
because you can see your players sitting at the table, the DM, the dungeon master, he's facing you from across the table. You're sort of behind the table standing. That's your perspective. And then behind the dungeon master is the scene that he's painting,
mm-hmm,
the story that you're going through. With the kobolds and the orcs and the and
so it's a first person RPG?
No, it's not first person.
Huh.
It's just a it's turn based. It's okay. Sort of like similar to
Final
Fantasies.
Maybe I'm old school. I like the turn based RPGs because I don't like. I feel like I have to think too darn fast with the real time ones.
Right. Yeah. With the real time strategy, that real time is an extra component of the game, and that's part
of it. It's frustrating to me. I want to think more about the RPG. So do you like it, this game?
Yeah, it's okay. I haven't beaten it, so I can't be too critical of it.
Maybe give us an update on it on another week when we have more time to talk about it. The Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.